Kuf me beis and me beis. By the two dots, Moshal Akar Menaris. The Mishnah said, if there's money on the pillow, so the lacha is it doesn't. The more explained, you know, it doesn't become a bosis because the person did not put it there intentionally. But there is an issue that there's money, which is muksa on the car on the mattress. So Mishnah says that you should shake it off. Omer b'Oshia shochach arnaki b'chotzer. If a person forgot his wallet in the chotzer and he wants to bring it inside because he was concerned that it might get stolen, but it's muksa. So Rav Oshia says a kula that Chazal, because Chazal were worried about the person's hefset. So maniach ole a kikar o tinuk u'matatel. You could put a kikar and tinuk together with the purse, with his wallet, and move it that way. And it's a form of tiltum in tzad, and that's mutter. Omer Yitzchok. Shachach levena b'chotzer. A person forgot a levena, a brick, and afraid that the rain's going to come and it hasn't hardened totally. It's going to get damaged, or the person afraid it's going to get stolen.
How precious?
I don't know. From the presentation, it seems to be with significant. Nichalai kikra tinnikum atatala. Omer Rabbi Yehuda bar Shila. Omer Rabbi Asi. Pamachas shachu diski amalei amos besartyo. Person forget a disc here is like a pouch, which is full of money. In the sartia was the plaza area. Bo b'sholus Rabbi Yochanan. They asked Rabbi Yochanan what they can do. Bomer lehen, and he said to them, "Hinicho leal kikar atinuk umetatulua." So he told them to put a child with it or a loaf of bread with it. And move it that way. So all these situations, the more is saying that they were matzurit. So again, I think Pasha's just from the presentation of the case of Levena between the two cases of the money sounds like it was significant. Amar Rezutra, Hilchazuk Kol Hanishmait, so Bishachet. This is obviously only mutter in a situation where the person didn't stick himself into the situation, the chachila. So, chazar matu, because they have some moment, and a person forgot. A person left it to the chachila, relying on he's going to bring it in afterwards. We're not going to be makel for him. Ravashi Omer, afilu shokach nami loy. No, they're not going to be matuit. Boy Omer, kikir, etinuk, el lames bovat. So, we have tiltum in tzad. The tzarek dabra mutu, and that is permitted. This is tiltum in tzad. At best, we'll say it's tiltum in tzad, the tzarek dabra ha'asur. Your goal isn't the kikar or the tinnik, your goal is the money. So we did find that the chazal were mata this before by the case of the mace. And it has two elements of kula in it. One is that the normal case of tiltum in tzad, you're involved in moving A, and B is coming along for the ride. Over here, you put the case of the mace, you put the kikar on top of the mace. So you're actually lifting the mace for the kikar. That's called tiltum in tzad. They were makel for that. Which over here also says you put the kikar atinuk on it, which means that if this was a large item, you'd put the kikar atinuk on top of the item and carrying actually moving the item. And it's a tzarat of a roser. It's not for, so that's two big coolers. Even though it's hefted, So Rashi says the only case that we're matter is by mace because of the covenant of mace. Chazal were matter, but nowhere else were Chazal willing to create these coolers. Okay. Okay. Abaya monach kapa akipi. Kapa is like a calf. It's a spoon. Kipi is a word for a bundle of wheat. So you put this spoon, albeit a large spoon, on top of the bundles, and it was metalta the bundles agav the spoon. So Abaya was apparently held that would in the situation have sechazar matur. Rabba Monach Sakina, he put a knife, Abar Yono, there was a bird, which Rashi says that it was raw, so it was muksa, but he didn't want to get lost, so he put this knife on top of it, and he was metaltal, and he was metaltal it, agav, the knife. Amar Yosef, so Yosef, who was their rebbeim, was not happy with what they did. It says, Kama Harifa Shmaitza the Dardaki. How sharp is the Shmaitza, means the sugya, the topic of it, it's their presentation of these Dardaki of the little kids, of the young men. This het over here was all situations where it was a shecheyach, not a case where this is like you should make this a common normal arrangement. So you shouldn't be doing this. Miyomer, they didn't say it in that situation. So Omer Bayabai says back, he loved the Adam Choshev and all. Apparently, even though they were Tamid and they were still ready people of stature. So we're not a person of stature. Kappa keep a lovely. Of course, he's a basic lie. It's not muksa at all. As far as I'm concerned, the kipi weren't muksa, even though they have the grain in them, but they could be used, these big bundles, they would use them to sit on. So it's not muksa. So we're not fat that I'm on chasha. I would have just carried it simply. I just added on the kappa that people shouldn't come along and be makel too much. You see that you had, it wasn't simple. You had to generate some type of a kula, a heter. So it was more like an extra, so even though it wasn't perfect, it generated by people understanding that it's not so simple. And that's all I had to accomplish. Amar Rav Amno, Yilav D'Odom Chasham Anno, Sekina Bar Yen Olamali, HaChazel Le Umsa, like we had before, that meat can be eaten raw, and that wasn't considered muksa. So again, they didn't have a real need to. They didn't have a real need to do these things that they were doing. So even though they weren't perfect, that's still okay. Okay, so now it comes out that what they did really is not. Is very different than what was discussed before by these different Amaroyim, Rabeshi, and Rabiskok, etc. They're doing something. They're moving somewhere to Betz and not Muksa, just trying to do it in somewhat of an inconspicuous way. And that's a different point than what we were discussing before. And Ravashi is actually the actual halacha. The Kikra Tinnik is limited to the case of Mace. Finish off already. So Moore says, okay, so Rabbi said that the reason why he's allowed to move this Bar Yerno is because it's Chazil Umsa. Taibu the Chazil Umsa. So the heter is built on the fact that it can be eaten raw. Halo Chazil Umsa. In fact, it can't be eaten raw, so you'll not be able to move it. Even though, I mean, it's definitely usable. You could feed it to your animals. And people had animals. So it had a usage, but that wouldn't take away its muksa status. Why? Because so you see the chura that Rabbi Huda swore before that mukhan adam is not mukhan l'klavim. Rabbi Shimon says a person basically is making something; he'll keep it in the back of his mind for any usage that he needs. If he needs to use it feed his animal. So it's not muksa. But Rabbi Huda holds that mukhan adam is not Mukhan Laklavim. The Maimra, the Rabbi Kirbihuda, is here. You tell me, Rabbi Holta Kirbihuda, that Mukhan Adam, which has been prepared and designated for human consumption and usage, is considered Mukhs in regards to animals. I v'omer Rava l'shmoye. So Rava told the Shamish, "Tzavi li bar avoza." This was a case on Yom Tov. You should roast the bird for me. Bar avoza is a duck. Hishari me'eha l'shumra. And you can take the intestines and give it to the shumra. So he's moving the menei ma'ayim for the animal. According to the Behuda, that would be Yasser, because at the beginning of Yom Tov, it was basically, even the person wasn't thinking about the menei ma'ayim, he was thinking about the animal and the bird in general, and it was designated for human consumption. So now on Yom Tov, you're going to have a problem that it should be mukhul onam, according to Behuda, whatever status it has at the beginning of Yom Tov, that's going to retain. It mukhul onam is not mukhul maklav. So Mar says, no, hasam kima de misrach daita iluye mi esmo. The person, if he's planning the shechet on Yom Tov, he also knows that the bnei ma'ayim will, if they're just going to sit there on Yom Tov, they're going to be masriach. So he has a plan, ready l'chadchila, to give it to the animals. So l'chadchila, his thought process about this bird is, I'm going to shechet it, eat the meat myself, and give the bnei ma'ayim to the animals. So that's not considered, that's not muksa. It seems to be, why Rashi seems to. I'm not sure. They seem to close Rashi and Tosis. Rashi says that it's masriach if you leave it till the evening, which means that theoretically there would be some usages that a human being could get out of it, but they can't do those things on Yom Tov. They could use it to make hishka, I don't know, whatever. You know. So, but you can't do that on Yom Tov, so you'd have to wait till after Yom Tov, and that's too late. So the standard usage is not necessarily for giving it to the animal. There were other usages, but under the circumstances, that's the only option he really had. Tosis seems to say that in general, that this thing is a masriach, and therefore people don't need it. So that's more like along the lines of you saying that this became the standard usage. Mor says, how can I mistabra the rabbiker of Yehuda Sphere late? So we brought from the story of the Bar Yonah that there's a problem of muksa. The Rabbi holds like a Yehuda in regards to this point. The mukhal onam will have a mukhal klavim. You needed to put, and his only answer was, I could eat it raw, but if I couldn't eat it raw, I couldn't use it for my animals. In the case of the name of Ayim, it's an exception. So Rabbi's opinion is like Rabbi Yehuda. And that fits. Why? The Dorish Rabbi said of the Halacha, Isha l'sikana sebeis ha'etim l'itil mehan ud. A person shouldn't go into the place where they store the firewood to take out an ud. Ud was actually a piece of wood you used to move the fire around. It wasn't made, it wasn't consumed itself, it was moved, it was used to maintain the fire. So I can't take this firewood, designated firewood, to help me maintain the fire, because it was designated for firewood, which makes it muksa. Ushanishbar is also lasika b'yamtiv. And A, if you have an oud, which is designated for another purpose other than firewood, it's to help maintain the fire, and now it breaks on Yom Tov, you can't switch it and use it for firewood. That's what Behuda. Shibur Kalim that became broken on Yom Tov, they have a problem, they have a status of Nolod, and Behuda holds Nolod as a problem. So Shmuel knows that he holds like Behuda, there's a problem with Nolod. Okay, see Rashi. On Yom Tov.
Yes, but the word kelim is referring to
wooden utensils.
Utensils.
Right. So I want to use. I have a kelim, wooden kelim. I want to use it for firewood. Since the ma'isa it's a kelim, and if it's I have das on it, so I can use it wherever I want. If I want to burn, I can burn it. But I bought this once it's a sherikli, it becomes a nullet, and nullet according to Behuda is a problem. It becomes a new entity which wasn't here before.
And stone firewood is
on Yom Tov. I'm not sure this is called Bittul Klimei Chana. Either we had before, because either it functions as Bona, which would obviously wouldn't apply over here. So, sir, there is was that review? That's what Rekiva sheet before, right? Bear with me 1 second. Still the baggage to keep on Havo. Yehuda says, Sigam Kalim. Why isn't considered a problem of...
Good morning, Dr. Cooper, or hello, good morning, Joseph.
Unless you want to say that wasn't... It wasn't abnormal for them to use it for that purpose, so that's not considered Bittul Klimei Chana. Interesting question. Should we arrive that the problem is Boina, not Zoysu? Ud was a,
you mentioned you used to transfer fire from house to house.
No, an Ud is, that was like a what's the word? No, the thing you used, what's the poker. So its function wasn't, its function wasn't to be burnt, its function was, it was a kli. Right. The first he says he can't go and take something which is basa eitzim, which is wood designated for firewood, and now make it into a poker, a kli, which I need to use for something else. I can't change its status in the middle of the day from muksa to non muksa. That's going on Shabbos.
Yes.
Okay. There are situations where you would need to be able. It's a kli, so it's kli. Not the lister, but it's a kli. So I could, if I need to, I could use it. Okay. Diskimalei mos Josin, first wide line, on kufman base on base. So this pouch full of water, full of money. Besarti b'shesurav, b'shesurav. So he said, no problem. Nichol atikikar tinnik. So literally, the tazala, that'll permit it to be carried. Agabayo, you're metalta together with a child. Tert talanamis with a talanamis. Metotalu apachot. Now it's still b'shesuravim. Metotalu apachot apachot with talanamis. Now the problem is still you still have it sitting with Shesharavim. It's either what they did is they carried it, like we saw that around Chazal or Mekel, for case of Hefsin Momin, for a person to carry it four Amos and then stop and then carry it four Amos again. This way he wouldn't, if we're not going to be mad to him, some way to get it back home, he's just going to carry it straight and be a witness of the Raisa. So they permitted to carry it in segments less than Dalal Amos. Or alternatively, there is a concept called Mechitza Shel Bnei Adam. If I get a group of people around me not the more says that it's only works if they don't know that they're there to be function as a mechitza, so, and they're basically surrounding and tight. So I have a mechitza around me, and as we walk with them, we're walking together. So you know, so imagine the, you know, the this chashav or tamal chacham, and all the people crowding around him. So no problem. So people are crowding around all sides, trying to get next to him. So he has a mechitza, so b'nei adam around him, and he's walking along, and they're walking with him, and he solves his problem of carrying something. You just can't tell the people the morse, because then that's not good. It's a mobile, it's, right? Yeah. Probably, yeah. Yes, probably. We'll see it more in Erevin.
So you jump the thing less than 4 amot at a time.
See, like, normally moving mechitza will not work because the mechitza itself is an item, and you can't move the item. The problem over here is, I mean, the problem over here is solved by the fact that people are people; they're allowed to move. And that's like, it comes extraordinary, yeah. Yeah. Either in segments less than 4 amas, as one had to, or the other eights, it was to bring it in through Mechitza Shabbatei Adam.
But then you get to the end of Rishut HaRabbah, start Rishut HaYachid.
So there, this heter, we'll see later on the last part, this heter, so you they Chazal Ramati, you put in the Kalach HaYad, there. If you put it there before Shabbos into this place where it's problematic, so that's your problem. So it came along a Rashi only El Mace, which covered a Brias, Kishimulta Bakama, the Khazar only matters for a mace, where that's an issue of it's not covered a Brias, it's not the cover of the mace that you'd be sitting there in the sun, the heat being causing it to decompose. Ba'achmona kapa kipi miniach tarver as a spoon al umrim on the bundles of wheat of grain. The talton agav tarver. They carried the bundles together with the spoon. Abar yarno chai b'lemaliach. It was raw. He put a knife there. So Rabbi Yosi says the charifa shmeitz the dardiki swarm heim shem charifa. They think that they're smart. They think that they're sharp. They came a great idea. Aim dom rabbanon ba'arniki b'diskim. Chazal Ramata, by the case of the Arnika, this gim niachal kikar tinnig b'shicha. A, it was, so they forgot it there. Welcome a turfa, and it's in a public place where it's in danger. Mishum have some moment they were meko, but not over here, which was just to rely on it. So my boy buys it back. No shaper metaltalo. I can really carry the kipi straight. Feel below tavern without this one. Ilav adam choshem no. But we're not that I'm not choshev, but no machrel atmi shlo yimodu mimeni lahokal b'sur. I don't want people to draw conclusions, mimekel, and things which are wrong. Kapa kibel amali, belav kapa nami shor l'tatalino. To chazil mizgalai, you can sit in it. So it's not really betzim, it's not mux at all. I'm just, you know, trying to generate a chumrah that people will not draw. They'll say, "Oh, that's what's going on over here." Better ask a shayla. You can eat it raw. People their constitution is good. They can eat raw and not find it repulsive. Currently, it's called umsi. The Morse says if it were not umsi, you can give it to an animal. We hold that mukhaladim is not mukhaladim, which is like your behuda. Your behuda was at this bay. So he told his shamish to be libar avozib yamtiv. Roast the duck, mishadam yael l'shunah, and give its bnei ma'ayim its intestines to the shunah. Alma metal to lehu mishum shunah. You're moving it for the animal. Rabbi the idna lechazi l'adam. So maybe you'll tell me, good, yeah, because it's not mux anymore, because it's not mukhan l'adam anymore, because people don't eat that part. They don't eat that on yomtiv. They might eat it. Rashi seems to say that, you know, for a weekday meal they might eat it, but on yomtiv meal they're not going to eat it. So it's no longer awaiting human consumption. But yeah, but me and my esma lot of havikami. But the beginning of Yom Tov it was designated for Adam, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's a problem. So if Rabbi holds a Rabbi Yehuda, how's it going to work? Some more answers. Hosan keeping the Mitzvah. Rashi says, if you leave it till the evening, normally a person might eat it, but to leave it from now till the evening, it's not going to last. It's going to start with Tumah Masriya. Therefore, Me'esmal Daiti Luya. He planned to shech the Yom Tov and give the Bnei Mayim to the animals. So the beginning of Yom Tov it was designated for animal usage also. Ud is pargum. The stuff etim la'asaka nitnu below the tiltul kli. Etim's function is to be burnt and not to function as a kli, which in Ishbar be Yom Tov. So you can't use it because you can't use Shibur Kalib. So that's like a behuda that holds a mux. That's the mission.
So firewood designated for use on the rubber is in essence, is that firewood considered early?
No. Because it's to be consumed. It's not a clean. It's like it has a function, it has a purpose. It's not a clean. I mean, it's the same way you understand oichlim are not a kli, but they have a function. So there's functions to be consumed. So this is not a kli either. But, you know, but what's it called? I don't know. So the Mishnah Beishami Armin, we'll see the more can switch this around between Beishami and Hillel. Beishami says Mavirin Me'al Ashulchan Atzomus Uklipin. So you have bones left over, you have shells left over which are muksa. I mean, they're not used; they have no usage. They were even hard enough. Rashi points out that you couldn't even feed them to your animals, so they had no usage at all. Their muksamach was gufay. So you're allowed to move it directly. Pick it up, move it off. They still arm no. Masalik is a tava kula manara. You can't pick them up directly. What you could do is pick up the they used to eat on small tables. You pick up the whole table, move it to somewhere else, and shake it off over there, where you want to discard it.
That was a plate,
essentially.
In other words,
that'd be the plate. That'd be the equivalent of our plates. Now, Mishnah Mavirin, or the back chains of the Girsa, Peru and Pachos Mikazayas. Even though people were no longer eating them, and therefore she allowed to take them off, like the Mishnah is going to end off. All these things are things you feed to your animals. They got small enough. People were needing them, but they would give it to animals. So that's not muksa. We start small. Vesar shel afunim vesar adoshim. Literally, the hair of the funim is a type of a bean, and adoshim is lentils. Rashi says it was like the pod. These things, even if people would need them, they would give it to the animals. Okay. Nudin. Svoig. A sponge. Imeshla orbesachiza, but it has a handle, it has a way to take hold of it. Like they made a leather. Like a cover to it, attached to it. So, Mekantlin boy, Mabe Mekantlin boy. Rashi says you can't pick it up. It's a secret ratio. You're going to squeeze something out. But when you're doing kinuch and you're wiping something off, so that would be mutter as long as you're not doing the skita of squeezing it. So if it has a orbe sechiza, you're allowed to use it for kinua, and otherwise not.
It's interesting. It's a dry sponge.
What?
I mean, presumably a dry sponge would also be.
A dry sponge in general is considered klishim latali yisur.
Right.
Now, this halacha, when it's brought down, this halacha, which I do not, I never got it. Just never got it. So, I can't help you with it 100%. It seems to be the way the poskim present it, basically, is we don't use sponges at all. Exactly what this heter of this kinuach, there's a ravid, which the Mishnah Berurah brings down, like after you read the ravid, The rabbi says it's not schita. It's just like it's like a pitcher with water in it. You're not squeezing it out. It's just holding water in it. So why can't you hold it with your hands? I don't get it. I just don't understand the halacha. So there is one, one approach which he says it's talking about a case where you would the person discussed where you want to submerge the plate and the sponge under the water. So now, not really squeezing anything out. Water's going. As soon as any water goes out, it goes in. I mean, the sponge. You know, there's no. So that's a person who might say, "Behedya, that's usher still." Yeah. So what exactly is this din? I have no tfisa in this halacha. So I. Right. The halacha l'maisa, we don't use sponges. In a footnote in the Shmur Shabbos Kilchus, he says, so why is it, a case that you'd have like this thing with a handle, why wouldn't it be this din? And he, gives you some armor kermis, etc. I don't know. No, he gives you some armor kermis to look up, but they raised some. It seems to say, well, chalukim, I don't get it. So I can't help you. Okay? The chomim say, ben kach ben kach, nitl b'shabbos, ben mukabal tumah. So it's klisha malat al yisr, she allowed to move on Shabbos if necessary, but it's not mukabal tumah. Even though it's a kli, but it's not made out of wood, not a beged, it's not metal, it's a different material, it's not mukabal tumah. Rashi. Ma'avirin b'yadayim me'al ha'shulchan, you're allowed to take it off directly. On some is kosher, and even bold is your heart. Shenaroyim l'klav, which you can't feed to the dog. So they're full-fledged muksa. But klipin shal goyzim, or the nutshells, the less the beishamay muksa. This mishnah is the same, it doesn't hold a muksa at all. Shalomim masalkas the tavla, sheesh teres kli aleh, because they're considered a kli. Abol yitaltal ha'klipin b'yadayim, you can't move the shells directly. This is going back to this. No longer a continuation of the Mechokis Beisham Beisilu. This is a new case that you can move directly. Obviously, if they're larger, because they're usable to feed the animals. It's the pods which the beans grow in. Afunim is Yishash. Or Besachiza Shal Or Sheyach, because anybody has a way to hold on to it. Kachem Boy Tavla, you let it wipe off the Tavla. Otherwise, Eme Kachem Boy Shekisha Och, so Nisra Bein Espoisa, because when you hold it, by definition, you hold the sponge, you hold it tight, it shouldn't fall out of your hands, you're squeezing it, and liquid comes out. Nitzel B'Shabbos Kishun Ogab, you take it when it's dry, because it's klishim afiliyaser, and mekabel tuma sheno dedal kliyets will a beggar will a sack will a matechus. It doesn't fit into any group, so it's not mekabel tuma. Amar Nachman, onoin lano lebeishamik Rabbi Yehuda besilok Rabbi Shimon. We switch it around, and beishamai is the mach, Rabbi Silo is the mech. Mevirim el shulchan perurin maseil el Rabbi Yehudan. Even though they're less than a kazayis, it's still a chashivas of that they're still considered an oichel. They have a chashivas. You can't just destroy them. So the Mishnah Lashon of Mavirin, instead of just saying that you're zerkin, it means you pick it up and you move it to a certain place and just spill it down the ground and step on it. You ought to do that. Sesha lefunim money chareitz from Shimon he deles lemuksa. That so the beginning of Shabbos Yom Tov this kitnius pod was designated to Michael Odom. He was planning to use it for his own personal consumption, and now in the middle of Yom Tov you take out the beans, or Shabbos you take out the beans. You want to change it now to be for an animal. Back to our mukhul adam, mukhul klavim problem. So it's like a shimon, the less they mukhsa. Aim is safe, 1 second. Swag. If you actually raise the chizim, a kachim boy, v'malvei a kachim boy, also the bihuda, like a bihuda, davashen miskaven is also, you can't squeeze it, davashen miskaven. So that's like a bihuda, so who's the title of the mission? Is it Rabbi Huda or is it Rabbi Shimon? Where it says no. Over there, I feel Rabbi Shimon is moed up. The Bible, the Rabbi, the Bible, the Rabbi, the Rabbi, the Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbi Shimon, let's see Rashi. We do not accept the Mishnah as it's presented. We switch around the opinions. Because you see, they didn't just stop throw it off; they would pick it up and move it to somewhere. So it's like Rabbi Shimon, let's say Muksa. The Rabbi Huda may ask more love the behema kaimi. Shari ha'oichel ha'ya imahem. At the beginning of the day, the night before, being Shabbos a Yom Tov, it was functioning as human food, because it was with the peas inside, with the beans inside. And now, now you're taking it for the animal, that's a problem of muksa. So it's a shim. The problem is the sefer seems to be called Rabbi Huda. The Marshall says, no. Shem is common, he has no intent to be from the skita. So according to Rabbi Huda, it's also according to Shimon, it's mutter. The Marshall says, no, Shimon is mutter, it's a psikresh. So the Gemara. Hani garinin, the tamri. You have these the pits of the dates, which with feed the animals. So it's hard that the aramaisa ishoru the taltulino have a chazan agav iman with the parasaisa is also. So Rashi says that that parasaisa were good. Chashev, a type of a date, and people would eat those. And now, when you eat it and take out the pit, you have a problem of changing from being mukhan ladam to being mukhan laklav, which not doesn't work. But aramaisa, many times you just were much, they're a much cheaper, less tasty brand. And they would sometimes feed the whole thing to the animal. So then you decide to eat it. So the pit you can give to the animal because the whole thing mitzkila anyway was the animal was considered it was roy for the animal. Shmuel matatulhu agav rifta. Shmuel would only take the pits and move them together with bread. Shmuel tameid. I'm a Shmuel. I saw them called tzarcha b'pas. Whereas it can use bread, we don't say that it has, since it's so choshev, it's the staff of life, and therefore you can't use it for other functions. You're allowed to use it as long as it's not in a way which makes it meis. You're allowed to use the bread for whatever you need. Roga matatlu agav lekana demaya. So he take it together with a container of water. Rav Huna bread of Yeshua, Abeluki Graf Shalrei, he would move it based on the heter of Graf Shalrei, that even though Betzim Shri Moksa, Graf Shalrei is the chamber pot, because our matter, because of the Mias, because our matter to move it. So now one pit is not Mias, but you make a whole pile of them, it's Mias. So he would bedafka do it in a way that's a whole pile, make it that's me, so now he's allowed to move it. Right? Le Rav Ashi le Meimar. So v'chi oisin graf shorei lechatchila, you're allowed to go lechatchila, generate a situation of graf shorei, do it specifically in such a way that you're making it into a graf shorei and then being able to move it. That's I don't say whether it's mutter. Rishesha Zarch Lohu Belishne, he would throw them out with his tongue. This is like your precedent for Garinin, yeah? Rapapa Zarch Lohu Akur Hamita, he was, Rashi says, the meat that he was reclined on, he would basically let them fall behind his couch. And he would turn to the behind the bed and throw them down. Rashi, Garinin, Shel Tamor and Behemel Behemel. So these pits, which were used for animals, are ma'isa tamarim royim hem. They're bad ones. Machilna tamarim atzum the behema. You give the dates themselves sometimes to the animals. Hilga agav imayu the behema namikaima. So the aim being the whole fruit. So the child being the pit. So if you can give the mother to the animal, you can give the child to the animal also. The precise of Torah, Tabim Hamel, is a good one, there's a good date. You wouldn't give the animal such foods. You know, you can't use the pit for the animal either. It's a problem of, it's not moving for that. Shmuel moved it with bread, called Tzarchim Mishtamash Boy. You're allowed to use it for other functions. It's not considered an insult to the bread. You're allowed to mix it into a food, dissolve it if you need to. The kanamaya seva shalmayim, it's a container of water. Graf shalrei tzerbim lefonav kishoyekli hatamorim. He would make a big pile as he was eating the tamorim. Ashinim moses beinim until it gets me. Is this whole pile of pits here? Menoitlon oyston mefonav. He'd take it away. Graf shalrei, like Graf shalrei, you let him move it out, and then once he's moving it already, even though he'll give it to his animal, he doesn't throw it out. He can give it to his animal. Zarklu Belishnei El Ever Ashulchan, he would spit it to the other side, or flick it to the other side. Kriya Mita Shumesa Ulai, he would, on the other side of the Mita where he was lying, he would drop it down. Hadalach Nachdol Mespanoi. Zat Mishnah. Chavriya Shanishpura. Nitzilan Haimena Mozen Sholosh Sudais. So a barrel which contains wine or potentially oil, but it contains, so it breaks, you're allowed to save 3 sudas worth of the liquid inside. He tells all the people, come and you take also. Each person will take 3 sudas worth. There actually is, we spoke about them, there's some say that you're allowed to take, they have no limits. He has a limit because afraid he's going to go, once he's being matzal, and try and save the kli, etc. So he might do malachos. So they limited his involvement. Other people, they don't have that same level of motivation to fix the kli, so why should they be limited in the amount that they're allowed to save?
Right. Couldn't you argue the opposite? That he'll take as much as he wants, and he could just take everything from one kli to another kli. But if he's limited by 3, then he might have more inclined to try to fix it.
Usually when the thing is breaking, the quickest thing to do is try and strap it up as opposed to catching everything to another cleat. It's too late. You're not going to save everything that way. So the normal concern is he's going to try and fix the cleat, you know, quickly put a band around the cleat and save it, or something like that. Yisvig. He can't, but this head over here wasn't that they could put a sponge there or something there to absorb all the liquid and then squeeze it out somewhere, because that's a problem with schita. So even if I'll leave it till after Shabbos, you know, put this thing there, it'll absorb all the liquid, I'll leave it till after Shabbos, and then I'll squeeze it out. We're concerned he'll squeeze it out on Shabbos. Okay. Second, in certain it's a Paris Lhoitzaman Mashkin, a person has liquid in it. He wants to squeeze the pre to get out the liquid. So you can't squeeze the pre Shabbos or Yom Tov. Can't squeeze a pre to get out of liquid. Not only that, if the liquid comes out on its own, it's also because there we say that the person might come to, if I can use the liquid, I might come to squeeze the fruit. If the person when he purchased the fruit, or he brought the fruit in from the field, his designation says he's planning to eat it. So there's no exception. He might come to squeeze it because he's not planning to squeeze it and use it for liquid. He's planning to eat it. So there's no reason to ask for the liquid in that situation. If the person originally acquired this item or brought this item in for the purpose of using it for liquid to drink, to make it, then and liquid flows out on its own, I understand that you'd be concerned. He might, if you allow him to use the liquid, he might come to squeeze it. Last day, the chalas dimash shariskan, mayor of Shabbos. So they take out the honeycombs, which have the honey in them, and the way you would get the honey out was like sort of like grinding it up and releasing the hold that the combs have on the honey. She did that before Shabbos. Riyotze miatzman, and now the honey flowed out on its own on Shabbos. So Asur, Tanakhama says, it's Asur to use that honey. Reliezer is matur. Reliezer says, this one. Let's hold the Rashi.